Blog Talk Radio.
www.blogtalkradio.com.
forward slash know your enemy, KNOWURENENY. It's been a minute since we've been back, but you know, Valentine's Day was on Sunday, and I felt like since there was so much bad things in the air on the news and going on in life, why not have something positive and relaxing and chilling after a long day as opposed to hearing of all the bad things. So if you want to join us tonight, once again, join us at blogtalkradio.com. You just go to the show page, click the red live button, and then it'll bring you into the chat room. Well, like I said, once again, you can join us on the phone line. Just in case if you missed any of our shows or if you want to see what we're about, once again, you can join us at www.blogtalkradio.com/knowyourenemy. Make you a fan page. You know, it takes 30 seconds to fill out your information. They'll send you 10 minutes to 30-minute reminders before the show starts. We do live interviews. We do poetry. We do show topics. We do stories. We do news events. We do awards. We do a lot of things on the show. We're actually going to be having somebody that's be coming on the show for the second time. He's going to be doing his energy drink, so definitely check out that. And also we're going to have an author that's going to be coming on the show soon, so definitely keep your eyes open for that. And I have two books that I'm going to be presenting. One I'm going to be doing at the very end of this week is a book that everybody's been waiting for ever since last year. And also I'm going to be coming out with an erotic book next month that's going to be very intense, so definitely keep your eyes open for that. I want to know if anybody's seen the movie 50 Shades of Black, because I know it was a comedy off of 50 Shades of Grey. And I know I said I'm going to do a book that's going to counter all of that so that we can get into the true meaning of BDSM. But for those romantics out there, tonight is your night. So let us know, what do you do romantically? What did you do for your V-Day? How do you show your lover how you appreciate them, respect them, care for them, and why they're the world to you? And definitely, if you have any personal favorite love songs, you know, that song that you can listen to over and over again, come on the show and let us know about it. And also, for all those that want to be interviewed on the show, all you have to do is go to my email, which is madlove79us@yahoo.com, and leave me your information there. What I need from you is your bio kit, 3 clips of your work, your pictures, and your contact information. Why do I need this? So I can make your professional flyer, give you questionnaires for your interview, and most of all, I'll try to help you get paid. Before starting all that, it's a small fee of $25, because a lot of times people take free publicity for granted, and, you know, putting in hard work and promoting and trying to get everything put together, it takes a lot of work. So this is the small time leading up to the big time. So that's a one-time fee. We have a good time. Everybody enjoy themselves, and then we go from there. And now, without further ado, let me bring on my co-host, Miss Tiffany. Miss Tiffany, how are you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hello, I'm fine, and you?
I'm doing great. Good to hear from you.
I know. It's
so what did you do for your V-Day?
Yep, I didn't do anything. It was another day. I spent it with my family, but in my mind, I had a romantic occasion. But
a romantic occasion with your family?
No. There you go. I said, in my mind, I had a romantic occasion. But other than that, I chilled with the family and actually watched the NBA stuff, the playoffs.
The
playoffs, the All-Star game.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Did you speak to your Nunu?
Nope. Not at all.
Okay. Well, I know he's missing you like crazy. So you know how that goes.
Yes.
So did you get to contact your poetry friend? Just in case if they come on tonight, I want to make sure that I'm not just going on and on and on and on.
No, that person is not able to come on because they said they had serious some sleep. They've been up almost 24 hours. So,
okay, well,
but I believe I do have someone that's calling, that's supposed to be calling in just listening to the show tonight. So any support is good support.
All right, well, that's what's up. And now, without further ado, everybody, I'm going to be doing some of my poetry. I'm going to start off with two pieces and then go into a musical interlude. This first poem is called My Peach. The smooth, sensuous, soft, delicious, juicy. The thickness of a peach. Its nectar flows into my mouth, the taste dripping off my lips. I can't wait to taste a piece of this nectar from the sweet peach. My mouth surrounds its sides as I indulge in its inner pearls. I take them out one by one, then I proceed where I begun, enter in as I beseech the peach. still clean and wet. I swallow the fruit, filling every inch of it as it goes down my throat. With no regards, I must disperse. Until next time, just you wait and see, my sweet little peach. I have a full appetite waiting for you, waiting and ready for my peach. And, of course, that poem is entitled My Peach.
Mm.
My next poem. Yeah, my next poem is
Hold on.
What?
I don't get the comment. No, you ain't even going to cut it like that.
How you silly.
How you going to be talking about devouring a peach and then going to something else? That, you know, that is not how we do it. I have to comment.
Go ahead.
Oh, let me see. That was very peachy and succulent. I like it. Keep going.
I mean, you use peachy as a peach. Okay. This next one is called So for all y'all people that ever say that y'all know what to do to tease your man or surprise him or some wild entertainment, this is my kind of fantasy for my woman. Deep, rich chocolate. Warm, melted chocolate. Smooth, delicious. Very enticing is your canvas. Just the thought of your rich, creamy dessert. Exquisite are your Hershey kisses, thick and full, curving to the tip of my nature's peak. Riding softly and still you make the bed squeak. Upside down, round and round as I feel your cheeks. Tell me, baby, do you love the flavor of my ice cream? Whether you're a French maid cleaning the house and your heels are going click-clack and your kitty cat says meow as you lean over in front of me while I'm watching TV. And who can forget Miss Double D? She makes my eyes go into 3D and then you lick your lips and ask me, do you need anything? When you walk in the room with your boy shorts on, I hear your cheeks clap. It's like it's giving me a standing ovation, but my third leg is saying, do you need a hand? You smile as you rub up against me, and then you walk past me and say, are you happy? Every time you take a shower, I want to be like that water dripping all over your body. Or can I be the towel that dries you off? I love squeezing every inch of you as you pull me closer, making sure that I don't miss a spot, and doing it over and over again until you're done. I'm not mad at you. Do what you want to do. But tell me, baby, do you love feeling every inch of me? That lollipop that you taste, can I be just like it? Fully undressed down to the tip, licked from the top down to the very end, and feeling the moisture of your juices. Yeah, you know how I like it, baby. I want to be that seat that you sit in at work. When you feel bored and lonely, I'll rub them hips, relax your back, inhale your scent, and take you on a ride that you'll never forget. And that will make your legs squeeze together tightly and cause you to have visions that you never thought was possible. Now tell me, baby, what you think about that? And that's the end of the poem. Commentary. Okay, where'd Tiff go? All right, next up is our musical interlude. I'm going to be playing Moon in the Sky by Sade.
I was
everybody once again. That was Sade singing "The Moon in the Sky." And now I'm going to bring you a story. This is going to be an excerpt from one of my books, and it's talking about premonition or just a bad dream. And I just want y'all to think about the song "Last Time" by Trey Songz. Remember how he had one girl he was kicking with, and the other one was supposed to be his main lady? What do you do when you get trapped into a situation and now you have to face what your reality and dreams are giving you? Once again, like I said, this is going to be premonition or just another bad dream. Teddy and Tiffany had arrived at his place around midnight. There were visions of lust dancing in their eyes as they entered the house. She said, "So how do you want it, Daddy?" Tiffany said, looking and flickering her tongue at Teddy with her legs spread wide open, with a coral dress open with a V-shape in the front, exposing her coochie area as she leaned back on the ivory sofa couch. "You know how I want it, baby." He rubbed his hands together, licking his lips at her like he's about to put in work, placing his hands under her dress and removing her sheer coral thongs as he proceeds to taste her sweet, luscious candy. After teasing her with a little oral foreplay, Teddy took to deep-fucking Tiffany in the master bedroom upstairs. Tiffany digs her nails into his back, wraps her legs around his waist, and she holds on for dear life with her eyes closed tightly and biting down on her bottom lip. Teddy strokes the kitty nice and slow, long and hard, and with every thrust he made her pussy lips contract. It's as if her lips had no room to breathe, but they were savoring the deep penetration he was giving to her. The veins in his pythons looked like thunderclouds were approaching. The head of the mushroom was full of girth, and it seemed like it was about to span from her juices, which were rich and creamy. He demands her to turn over as he slaps her on her right ass cheek. She does as she's commanded, pushing her ass right up into his face as she stretches her hands in front of her, facing the headboard. He mounts her from behind like a horse, fondles her breasts and strokes her nipples softly, and then he begins to extend himself over her back as he sucks on the back of her neck and fingers her thick, hard, throbbing clit. Tiffany moans deeply and lets out sounds of sweet gratification. It's as if he has found her secret spot and was ready to make her reach ecstasy. While Teddy is still asleep, he feels a warm touch across his lips as someone strokes him nice and slow through the covers. He barely opens his eyes as he asks, "So, baby, are you ready for round two?" A woman's voice responds to him in sadistic tone. "Nah, baby, we're just getting started." His eyes open widely as he is startled to see his wife standing over him. She gives him an evil grin and pours some gasoline all over him and sees him looking for Tiffany, which was lying asleep beside him. He tries to call out for her, but his wife shows him the needle she injected her with. He tries to get up, but his arms are fastened to the headboard. The wife walks away from the bed as she lights a cigarette that she retrieved from her pants pocket and places in between her lips, takes two puffs, then throws the lighter on the bed while it's still lit. "Rest in peace, my dear," she says as she turns around and smiles at him one last time as she waves goodbye and leaves out the room and exits the house. Teddy screams aloud, "No!" He wakes up from his nightmare with sweat beads dripping all over his body as he sits up in the bed holding onto the comforter and shaking uncontrollably. Tiffany unintentionally rubs her ass cheek against Teddy's left leg. He jumps up at her unexpected graze of her skin. He accidentally kicks the heck out of her leg, trying to get out of the bed, terrified by her sudden movement. "Ow!" Tiffany screams. "What the heck is wrong with you?" She gives him an evil look. "It's nothing, baby." He comes from his bedside and walks over to her and rubs her leg gently. "I just need to get some fresh air." Tiffany goes back to sleep, while Teddy goes outside and checks to see if he has any missed calls from his wife. 3 missed calls. He says as he checks his voicemail. First message from phone number 240-497. Skip that. Mom's probably asleep. Next message, 240-501. He listens closely to the message. "Hey, baby, this is Karma, your wife." She laughs. "I know we've been having our ups and downs lately, but I want to let you know that I miss you." He closes up his phone after listening to the entire message, feeling guilty and confused of what to do. He leans over the rail on the front porch, looking weary, and says, "What am I going to do?" And once again, everybody, that's an excerpt from my book, and that section was called Premonition or Just a Bad Dream. If you'd like to comment on that, Jones, once again, the number is 657-383-0967, and press number 1 to get in. And I know, of course, Miss Tiffany, now that you're back, you're going to have your commentary. So what do you want to say on that?
I had commentary for the last one, but my phone was on mute. I forgot. But I like that you used my name in it. That was real, like, it was real stimulating. Like, that makes you want more. Like, it definitely makes you want more. It's like forbidden, some type of taboo.
Right.
And that's
we're talking about
in
torture. Yep.
Okay, well, that's something to look forward to, people. If you like what you hear, when the book come out, y'all definitely need to purchase that.
Yeah, it's like one of those things to make you feel like you're really having it happen in front of you, and then you find out it's a dream. Good thing it wasn't, because he would have got burnt up and nobody would have been able to help him. But yeah, that's going to be one of those twisted stories. All right, y'all,
yes,
I'm going to do two more poems. I'm going to do two more poems, and we're going to be going into overtime. So if you're not on the line right now, you definitely need to call in. I see we have guests 3423 in the chat room. So how do you? But we don't want you to get cut off. So like I said, in another 7 minutes, you have to be on the phone line. The number, once again, is 657-383-0967. And we'll be going into overtime. Like I said, I'm about to do two very erotic, dominating poems. So definitely chill back and relax. The first one up is called The Dessert You Just Can't Taste. And this is about when a mistress traps you in a chair and has her way with you. The tantalizing seductress, caramel skin, just juicy, luscious red lips, long, thick mouth, watering legs. The way she walks past me, it makes me want to beg, take me, feel me right now, and these urges I'm having for you. Why are you doing this to me? She prances over in front of me, nice and slow, caressing my face with her fingertips, feed me chocolate-covered strawberries one by one. Then she asks me, are you ready to have some fun? Yes, please, give me more. What must I do? You know what you must do. What must I do? Anything, name it, it's yours. She smirks at me vindictively, licks her lips to tempt me. Then she sucks on a lollipop nice and slow. Then she asks me, can I have total control? Yes, you can. Oh, I can. She goes to a dresser, then pulls out a scarf. Then she covers my eyes. I passively cough. She massages my chest and sucks on my earlobe. Then she kisses me, lower and lower. I grab her hips. She pushes me back. What did I do wrong? Nothing, she replies. Sit back and relax. She cuts my hands behind my back. The urges I feel makes me want to climax. She sucks on my lips and places my chocolatey clear. Tell me, do you like that? Do you like it when I touch you there? Yes, I do, baby. You know I love it when you make my nature rise. Oh, you do? Well, let's see if you like this. She moves down closer to my chocolatey clear, asking him, how do you like it when I lick you there? She kisses the head and swallows the mushroom. She says, I like that, she says while smacking her lips. Deep throat in my chocolate cup of candy, caressing my nestle balls in her hands. I'm like, baby, you just don't know what you're doing to me. She swallows it deeper and harder, letting her juices take control. My leg starts to shake. She pushes them down. My coconut oil explodes in her inner walls. She squeezes it out like a Slurpee Sam. She loves it when I melt in her mouth. She uncuffs me for a minute and lets me exhale. Then she puts my hands behind my back and says, I'm not ready for the fun to end. She kicks the chair back against the bed, cuffs my hands behind the chair, climbs up on top of me, and asks me, are you ready for me? I'm in sudden shock. I don't know what to do. She straddles my lap and pulls my head to bite that hard on my chest and saying to me, I'm going to give it to you. She kicks her heels against my leg, running her fingernails down my back. She kisses my lips once more. Then she turns off the light and locks the door. And once again, that's called The Dessert You Just Can't Taste.
I see you on fire tonight.
You know, that poem is actually almost based on a true story, because this is one girl, her name was Kelly. She had came over to my house, and you know how we was chilling. I was talking about the Face Off movie, you know, when he was like, I can eat a peach for hours. And I was like, if I would let you suck my tongue, would you be grateful? And then, you know, she was like, of course, say yes. But then she went down for doing a blowjob, and she literally sucked it out like a vacuum cleaner, doing like a Slurpee. Now, I ain't going to lie to nobody. I know some guys be like,
Kelly was swallowing.
Yeah, she was swallowing, gobbling. You know, she was one of the people put the legs up on the shoulder and just take it all back in the throat, like nonstop. So, you know, it was like, for me, she was like the second person I've had experience with. And the way she sucked it so much, I was like, I was pulling the pillows on the couch. My gut turned into a six-pack, and my eyes rolled to the back of my head. Like I told y'all might be saying, like, you know, he punked out, but nah. Most females don't give you that kind of favor. But when they suck you dry, I didn't squirm. I couldn't squirm. I was almost like a quadriplegic the way she was giving head. It was so good. So I was like, yo, like, whoa, like, how'd you do that? I couldn't even hold on to her head because she, like, pushed the hands down. So that's why I told you, like, the confinement part. You're like, yeah, it's partially true, but we was in a chair. We was on the couch. So, yeah, that was some wild stuff right there.
Hey, reality is the best inspiration.
I got another reality poem, but that one won't be. Thanks.
Woo.
All right, this next one is called The New You Confuses Your Mate. And this is about when your mate thinks they're about to get over on you, and then you try to torture them, but it seems like it backfires on you. So it's called The New You Confuses Your Mate. I'm in control. It feels so good. I'll make you want me, then I'll tease you with my candy. You walked in the door unaware where I am. You looked tired as if you was down to your last breath. Then I came to seize you. I jumped on your back and rustled you down to the floor. As you pulled to get away, I straddled you around your waist. I loosened your pants from your belt as I proceeded with my sensual torture. She bites on his neck and plays with his ears and asks him, where do you think you're going? He flips her over, ravishing her off her clothes, trying to make sure she loses focus, then thinking his pleasure would be her torture. But tonight, he will be the one to scream. Time to tie you down. She lays him on the ground. Stop moving around. As he squeals like a pig, she puts her pantyhose in his mouth. So what's my name? Oh, you think this is a game? Once again, he pushes her away as he begins to gain his grip. She kicks him down from behind, hit him with his legs. And then she puts her knees against his chest and asks him, why are you resisting me? Breathing heavily, his eyes barely able to comprehend what they see. Have I truly become such a beast that I turned this innocent flower into a violent weed? No longer resisting, he gives into her control. As she dashes her finger against his lips, he asks her, baby, do you love me? With no reply, her fun ends, and she leaves him there, lying on the floor. And once again, that poem is called The New You Confuses Your Mate.
So, she put her panties in his mouth?
Yep.
Wow.
That's actually going to be my BDSM poetry story right there, because what happens is he's supposed to have captured her and lied to her and try to use her, and instead, she ends up getting her a sub. She has him to find out everything that the person that captured her did to her, and then after that, she becomes the mistress and uses her sensual nature to tease him to find out how far she can go with them and what other stuff he's done with other women. So that's going to be in my book called Taste and See.
Yes, I definitely would like to see. That wasn't as stimulating, but it took you to a different place.
Oh, yeah, we know what it is, though. It's different poems, because what's going to happen is it's like 20 poems put together. So it's like each poem tells a story leading up to the end of the story. So it's a poetry story. So I start with the central one, then I deal with the plot, and then it brings in the other characters from each poem that you read.
Okay. Yeah, because I wasn't expecting that, but that's some hot stuff. Like, yeah, you got me stimulated tonight. This was a good one.
All right, y'all. So we're going to go into another musical interlude because we're now into overtime. So sit back, refresh your drinks, get your snacks, and we're going to come back with some more poetry, some more ideas, and then I'm going to tell y'all about some hotels that I would consider for when we had Valentine's Day. But just in case if you missed out, maybe you can do that on reunited type lovers day this weekend. Because I know a lot of people might be working through the weekend. Surprise your mate and give them like that ultimate love fantasy for the weekend. Once again, we're going to bring it in with Elder Bard singing Second Chance on Deep, Dark, and Dirty. Okay, can anybody hear the song? Yeah, I see it just spinning around, but it hasn't started playing. Okay, we might have to skip that. I don't know what happened with the internet.
Second chance.
was Elder Bard singing Second Chance. Sorry about that little technical difficulty. First, we didn't have no sound, and it started jumping from song to song. So we try to get that together. Like I was telling Tiff earlier, sometimes with Comcast, at least on my end, the Xfinity Pass, it has issues. So we'll work that out. Tiff, what you think of that song?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah, we had technical difficulties.
But like I told everybody, we're going to get into some of the ideas that I had for Valentine's Day. Now, if you're like a true romantic, you want the ultimate experience, I would tell everybody you should try to check out Illinois, because out there there's this lodge. It's called the Champagne Lodge, and it's like the ultimate experience. I know some people used to like just a basic hotel, or maybe, you know, having a bar and a job to have somebody bring you room service. But in this one, it has a spa, it has a whirlpool in it, has a see-through shower, it has a masseuse on there, it has flat screen TV on the wall. They have very nice restaurants inside the place. They have limo service. And like I said, in your room, when I say it's the spa, it's not just a regular spa. It's the blue water, has the candles on the side, and it's like the ultimate experience. They even have rose petals on the floor if you look on the website, so definitely check that out. It's a little costly, but it's not that much, because most places, you know, it costs you almost $1,200 for all that, but it actually costs $300 a night, and then it's like, I think, Saturday's $349 and Sunday's $399, because, of course, you know, they charge you more for when it's like the weekend. But then also another one that's in D.C., it's called the Kempton. It's a romantic setting. It has like a Baroque look. You know, like if you're into that voulez-vous, chez squad type looking type place, it has like artwork in your room, and it has like the red love pillows and stuff like that. And, you know, you have a fantastic view. And also there's the Lorraine Hotel and Spa. It's real laid back. It has a soft white plush look, and it has like a little setting out on the balcony. And also even has like the little telescope pointing out. So, like, if you're one of the people like night gazing with the person, you know, you can go for that little romantic fantasy type place. And then there's the AKA White House. Now, this is real exclusive, because it basically looks like an apartment, but it has like the brown and black pillows. It has the nice dining room table setting. It has a nice top for like the kitchen setting. And it has the sliding door, matter of fact. You know, like how you used to see with like the little Chinese or Asian type houses or like dojos and stuff. It's a sliding door to where your bedroom is at. And also has a very fantastic view out on the deck where you can go. That's if you spend a little bit more. They have a little deck and candles out there. And also, if you go out to PA, they also have this one place. It is amazing. I mean, it looks like Aladdin's castle. It has a fantastic view of the pool. And it has, like, the little, like, lounge seats, you know, like when you got, like, one of the fancy clubs, like, you know, like when you watch, like, Smallville or One Tree Hill and stuff like that. It has, like, that out on your deck. And it's amazing. It's called Hyatt at the Bellevue. Very fantastic look for if you want for one of those little snazzy-type, jazzy-type looks, like if you're just coming out the club and you still want to have that experience when you go back to your place. So definitely check them places out. Very nice, very relaxed, and very affordable. But like I said, for those with the more upscale taste or maybe like spend a little bit more, I say try the Chicago one. But if you like the more laid back, relaxed, and, you know, baller type look, you know, you want to pop some Chris or have some Remy, some Coke, you know, you want to chill with your girl and, you know, have you like that ultimate experience, you know, we have some stuff like that. But if you're more like laid back and reserved, you might go for the Capitol Skyline or you might go for the Sheraton. And like I said, very affordable prices, nice views, and definitely check them out. And another thing, like I was saying, for me, I'm the type of person, I like massages, so I like to go get me a two-hour massage, go get me a smoothie, and, you know, go to a nice little Italian restaurant. If you're into, like, the arts and theater, we have about 5 to 7 different playhouses in Maryland. And with these playhouses, it's not just basic playhouses. You know, like most people, you might see, like, a Tyler Perry play, or you might see a boyfriend-girlfriend thing. With this, they actually have dinner theater, so that way you don't have to go to a movie and then go to dinner. You get the whole experience right there. They even have, like, the little packages, you know, for, like, whether it's adults, people together, or children. So anybody that wants to do, like, a family event, a love event, or a laid-back experience event, or just want to appreciate culture, definitely check out the dinner theaters in Maryland. And all right, we're now down to the last 3 minutes of the show. We're going to have some more great shows this week. Before we close out, I'd like for Tiffany to give her information, and then we will end the show.
Okay, hey people. Yes, this is your hostess, well, co-host anyway. I will be doing an event in Baltimore, Maryland on April the 29th. It's a Friday, starts from 6 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. It's a card game night, but we also will have unlimited crabs. Tickets is $40 if you're interested. Hit me up. It's unlimited drinks, unlimited food, unlimited crabs, and you will be playing cards. Games. If you play the PlayStation 4, we got you. If you play Uno, we got you. Bingo, spades, whatever. That's what we do. So you can hit me up, TiffyGladden, on Facebook. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for coming through. And we see you tomorrow night at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Be blessed and take care.
Kisses.